It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday afternoon, USDA released their December quarterly hogs and pigs report. This report was expected to show us just how many hogs we've got in inventory, how many were being kept for breeding, and how many were being kept for marketing. The report was expected to be neutral to the hogs for the most part. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Tuesday, USDA released their quarterly hogs and pigs report. This report, of course, is as of December 1 and turned out to be a lot more bearish than what we anticipated. Looking at the numbers, all hogs and pigs as of December 1 came in at 101% of a year ago. That was 2% above expectations. Kept for breeding remains to be unchanged. It came in at 99%, which was as expected by the trade. And kept for marketing was a little negative. It came in at 101% of a year ago. That was up 2% more than anticipated. When you look at the weight breakdown, that's where things kind of get to be a little more bearish for the hogs. Hogs under 50 pounds came in at 101% of a year ago. That's up 2%. The 50 to 119 pound category came in at 99%, which was as expected by the trade. The 120 to 179 pound category did see a big increase. That came in at 101% of a year ago, which is 2% more than anticipated by the trade. And looking at the 180 and over pound category, it came in at 103% of a year ago. That was 3% above expectations. Now, what that means is that in the short term, next 3 months, we have a lot more hogs that are going to be coming to town than we anticipated. That's a little bit bearish, as that will now bring some more competing for the consumer dollar against the beef market, which this might put a little pressure in on beef as well. When we look at the farrowings and the pig crops going forward, the September to November pig crop was at 100%. That was up 1%. The September to November pigs per litter came in at 100%. That was 1% above expectations. September to November farrowings came in at 100% of a year ago. That was 2% above expectations. December to farrowing intentions came in at 102%. That's 2% above expectations. And the March to May farrowing intentions came in at 102%, which is also 2% above expectations. So overall, it looks like we're seeing herd expansion in the hogs, which right now might not be a friendly for the marketplace.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.